Can we walk this road together? I can't travel it alone. I need someone beside me to help me find my way back home.
Hello, this is Dan Prinzing, Executive Director of the Wasmus Center for Human Rights in Boise with Adam Thompson.
Hello.
Welcome to Voices of Idaho. Today we're talking with Steve Martin, Idaho Regional Officer, Pride Foundation. Steve, welcome.
Thank you.
You're well familiar with the center's model on the spiral of injustice.
Yes.
Take us through, how does this relate into your own life or experience?
Well, I'm a 52-year-old gay man who's now spent most of my life in Boise. I've been blessed to share the last 23 years with my husband, Jim, and we were finally able to be legally married in 2013. Jim and I have each endured acts of intolerance and discrimination growing up gay in this world. But perhaps the hardest and most personal we've faced together fits best into avoidance on the spiral of injustice. It involves my father and stepmother. Coming out to them was difficult, so much so that I had to do it twice, 3 years apart, because, well, they just couldn't deal with it. I thought time and space and my gradually educating them and making them comfortable about my sexual orientation would eventually help them come around and realize that I'm still their same son. And I'm sorry to say it never did. Now I realize more than 20 years later that they were gradually cutting me out of their lives. I don't know how much of it was intentional in the beginning, but it became more apparent as the years went on. My father joined Jim and I for one dinner together early on in our relationship and then never did so again. Neither he nor my stepmother attended our commitment ceremony. Birthday and holiday cards to me stopped, and we were never invited together to any kind of family gathering at their home. Perhaps the hardest of all, I wasn't told when a cherished aunt and cousin of mine died, so I was never given the opportunity to grieve their losses together with the rest of my family. Growing up, family was everything to me. When my father remarried, and later he and my stepmother welcomed my brother and I into their home in Caldwell to raise us in our teenage years, I was so very happy. I realized that I wanted what they had, to love and grow old with someone I cared about and who loved and cared about me. For me, though, that someone was a man. And when my father and stepmother couldn't share that joy with me and gradually shut me out of their lives, I think the hurt went deep and no doubt helped lead me along my personal and professional journey, striving to make the lives of LGBTQ plus people better, and in particular, LGBTQ plus youth.
This is Christina Furtado's I Can and I Will. I am a free soul for many and myself. Don't tell me I cannot because I will. This is my freedom and this is my expression. My best motivator is being told I cannot. Think about a free soul, it'll never be told. Make it something that won't be forgotten. I dare you to tell me no. I will make it my goal. I know I can do it, so try to tell me no. I will make it my one goal to express my freedom, to get it done right. I can and I will.
Steve, in sharing your story, to me it so dramatizes what the whole concept of the spiral begins to frame for us. That injustice can occur on so many levels, within families, within communities, within countries. Thank you for sharing your story and really framing what is avoidance. How do we not come in contact? Mm-hmm. So what can we do as upstanders? How can we speak out or step up to interrupt that spiral? Mm.
Well, I'll tell you about something that helped me, both professional and personal, that I was never expecting. In the mid-2000s, I had been doing a few years of local activism and advocacy here locally around LGBTQ issues. And then I discovered this organization that kind of helped further sharpen my focus. It's called Pride Foundation. A friend had told me about them and said they needed volunteers to help review applications for LGBTQ students seeking scholarships for college. And I said, hey, sign me up. And more than a decade later, I'm still doing this work, only now I'm actually part of the staff. Pride Foundation's mission and values, I'd have to say, reflect my own hopes, envisioning a world in which all LGBTQ plus people can one day live safely and openly as our whole selves in all the communities that we call home. Our work's in 5 states, including Idaho, and much of it revolves around awarding community grants and academic scholarships in support of the LGBTQ community. And we've been doing this since the mid-1980s to about around $70 million now. For me, though, the most rewarding and personal aspect of this work remains our scholarships program. I've read many applications over the years from young LGBTQ plus students who face many of the same, all too familiar struggles and challenges I did growing up gay or transgender in a small rural town. And too many share heartbreaking stories of abandonment from families who won't accept them for being their true selves. I think being awarded a scholarship from an LGBTQ organization is often like a lifeline for them, as well as a beacon of hope and encouragement that they are valued, appreciated, and filled with so much potential. Doing this work, fulfilling what I believe to be part of my life's responsibility to do what I can to interrupt the spiral of injustice, is deeply meaningful to me. Watching LGBTQ youth realize their potential and pursue their dreams, seeing their resilience while navigating an often challenging world, fills me with so much hope for the future.
You know, as you've been talking, I'm thinking we are living still in a time in our state where we have state officials that are practicing avoidance.
Mm. Yeah.
Simply avoiding the addition of 4 words.
Yep.
In the state's Human Rights Act.
Sexual orientation and gender identity.
Why are those important? Why add the words?
Why not add the words?
It's that simple.
It's that simple.
You know, we will frame so often in presentation that the denial of adding the words is an act of discrimination. Thank you for bringing to light. It also becomes an act of avoidance, how we continue to marginalize or demean by simply not adding 4 words.
That's right.
You know, we talk at the center, of course, that words matter. The power of language. It's how the spiral of injustice begins with language. Well, we're in an environment surrounded by the Idaho Anne Frank Human Rights Memorial, where words are everything. And those words have weight. There is power behind them. Is there a particular quote that speaks to you?
It is really difficult to pick one quote, as I'm sure everybody says. But as I was looking at the memorial again, even just today, the one that sticks out for me is, it's "Be the Change You Want to See in the World" by Gandhi. And I chose that one because I believe it's not enough to only hope for a better, more welcoming world for all people. It's up to all of us to step up and take responsibility to make that happen.
We can be the change.
Yes, we can.
Steve Martin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
It is with that we echo, not in our town, not in our state, Idaho is too great for hate.
With you right here beside me, we'll find our home with peace again.
I was going to prom and I lived, you know, single mother. We didn't have a car. My date was 16, didn't have a car. So I was taking the city bus to prom. So there it was, an evening on a Saturday evening, and I'm wearing my white prom dress, all dressed up, sitting on the city bus, getting right into the subway station to ride downtown and get to prom. And there were these kids on the bus that looked at me, and I guess, you know, I must be very obviously Jewish looking or whatever. And they just started saying, wow, look at the little Jewish girl there all dressed up for prom. It's like, you know, and it's like, let's see if we can F up her dress. You know, I bet, wouldn't she be freaked out if we look, I got a Coke here. Why don't I just go dump my Coke on her prom dress? You know, and then they were sort of joking back and forth. It's like, well, maybe Bob should do it because he's got a cherry slushy and, you know, wouldn't that look funny on her dress?
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of the Wasmuth Center podcast. That clip you just heard was from Representative Alana Rubel. If you want to hear the rest of her story, tune in next week. Big thank you to Steve Martin for coming on the podcast this week. The Voices of Idaho is created by Dan Prenzing and produced and edited by me, Adam Thompson. Thanks. See you next week.